3167, Whitney Price seeks variances from the side yard setback requirement for existing structures. Section 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the east side of Roxana Road. The 911 address is 32293 Roxana Road in Ocean View. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 379.01. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. The applicant is seeking a 1.7-foot variance from the 5-foot setback requirement for an existing shed and a 1.5-foot variance from the 5-foot setback requirement for an existing shed with a greenhouse attached.
Is the applicant present? You have waited so patiently.
Please state your name and address for the record.
My name's Whitney Price. I live at 32293 Roxana Road, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970.
And do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I affirm.
Thank you.
Floor is yours. You can present your case.
So I would like to share, Ms. Jessica, I had submitted an updated survey. Okay, you do have it. Okay. I didn't see it in the packet that you gave me that shows the greenhouse. I would also like to share that, may I go up here? The existing shed that was there when we moved into the house in 1989. I was told it was going to be grandfathered in, found that it was not. I did not want to have to move it. I thought it was going to fall apart. I spoke with Level, and because it was extended onto my neighbor's property, that if I didn't take care of it now, that when I pass, my children would inherit that pain in the butt. So I went ahead and moved that shed. So I'm not asking for a variance for that. That's considered my utility shed. I am, however, still asking for that middle shed. It's actually a greenhouse. It's a Rubbermaid greenhouse. It's about 20 years old. They don't make them anymore. It's pretty neat. I got it off of Facebook Marketplace in 2020. The other shed where the pointer is now is the Grateful Shed, and it's part of my Airbnb called the Bohemian Rhapsody. If I move that shed, then I will also have to move that where kiddos come and wired for electricity. The cost to move the utility shed, which I did, I was charged as much as a variance application, $500, and in addition to an electrician to detach the electric and then connect it back up, another $400. So to move those two sheds in the back is going to wipe me out. So let's refer to this. Uniqueness of the property. So we're talking about the greenhouse and the shed in the far back of the property near where it says Airbnb units. Okay. So this one in particular is the Airbnb shed I referenced. My shed was strategically placed in terms of uniqueness of the property in the back left corner of my property in 2014 to allow for space in my yard for our young children to play and our dogs to run. Due to the odd shape of the property, this was the safest location, would cause the least disruption to the environment and natural habitat of wildlife in the yard at that time. In no way do we intentionally place the shed where we shouldn't have. We sincerely were dumb Americans and did not know anything about easements, variances, planning and zoning, board of adjustments, et cetera. We were young homeowners. I just was under the impression that you own a piece of property, you pay taxes for it, that's your property up into the property line. Genuinely did not know. In terms of the uniqueness of the property of the greenhouse, it was placed in this location in 2020, a few feet of the 5-foot easement due to the location of the property in relation to the sun. As an area zoned agriculture, it was my desire to be able to garden organically and grow my own food as the price of produce began increasing at that time. This was during the pandemic, and the shed was purchased from a local farmer with whom I paid to move it to my property, unbeknownst to me. It was placed within the 5-foot easement. Please see the attached letter from my next door neighbor of support. Does not have a problem with it. In terms of cannot otherwise be developed for the Airbnb shed, the shed has been wired for electricity, has trees, shrubs, pollinator garden, and landscaping. It would not be feasible to move the shed without disturbing the natural habitat for critters, which has been created in the 12 years that the shed has been in that location. Additionally, as I explained, a second shed is nearby and would also need to be moved, which would disrupt the landscape trees and habitat nearby. In terms of the greenhouse, with cannot otherwise be developed, the greenhouse was placed in that location specifically for the purpose of growing my own food. During the 2020 pandemic, when produce prices began to skyrocket, the location was selected due to its location in relation to the sun and on the advice of the local farmer for whom I purchased it. The greenhouse is old and moving it would cause hardship as it is likely would not survive the shock, as I was told by the gentleman who moved the utility shed, unfortunately. I rely on this greenhouse to help grow food to feed myself and my family. Not created by the applicant. The shed was placed on our property strategically as it is an unusual shaped yard and to ensure there was plenty of safe play area for our children and pets and the ability to utilize the space for the purpose of agricultural use for which it is zoned. We had no knowledge of what an easement was until Constable Ken Short appeared on my property in November of 2023 and started this process. The greenhouse was moved to the property, placed there in my absence. However, at the time I was ignorant of the fact that it needed to be 5 feet from the fence or the property line. In good neighborly fashion, prior to the placement of the greenhouse, I did ask my neighbor if he would mind me placing it there since he would be able to see it from his property, and he did not have a problem with it at all, and that is in the record of support. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. None of my neighbors can see my shed. It was deliberately placed in a location hidden from my neighbor's view in 2014 and cannot be seen from passersby. It is a stylish shed and decorated and maintained beautifully to accent my garden landscaping and the natural beauty of the wild habitat in my backyard, for which I just got certified by the World Wild Federation. My greenhouse does not take away from the character of the neighborhood, depreciate anyone's property value, or substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development of adjacent property, nor is it detrimental to the public welfare. It is important to my welfare, however, in an appropriate structure to exist on property zoned for agricultural use. The minimum variance. The 3.3-foot setback variance for the shed I am requesting is the least modification possible for this small 117-square-foot shed. I was told by Constable Ken Short when he did come in 2023 that a variance would be required. As far as the greenhouse, the 3-foot setback variance for the greenhouse I am requesting is the least modification possible for this space, as I was told by Constable Short that it is required as well. Have any questions for me? One thing that was very hard for me to do when I moved the utility shed off of my neighbor's property, for years I have fostered various critters in the yard, mostly bunnies, but when we moved it, we did find a fox den. So I wasn't very happy about that. Last year in the garden, I had 13 monarch chrysalises growing, which I was thrilled about, and they liked the lean-to of that shed, so I'm hoping that they'll come back. In the garden, may I show some pictures? This application, So included in this application is the letter.
Ms. Grace, are you talking about you?
Yes, I am.
I'll pass that down.
I'm sorry, I thought they would be on the overhead.
She might come up.
So the top photograph shows you, oh, perfect, yep. About, the fence is right behind there, okay? This is the surf shack. And if you know John Donato, he's a local mural artist, he did that for me. He's a friend of mine. This is the Grateful Shed, and this is the one that's in question, because it's a couple, you get the reference, it's a couple feet from the property line. They're hooked from the utility shed electrically underneath, so they would have to, oh, it would be a mess. This is the greenhouse. As you can see, it's the, like, the hard plastic resin, Rubbermaid material, and is, you know, it's old. So these, you know, panels are wonky, and it, I know it fall apart. Yeah. This is a dead hedge. It's taken years to grow. This serves as a habitat for critters during the winter months. I have honeysuckle growing up through it. If I were to have to get rid of the greenhouse, it would all be gone. I know how important the environment is for all of us, and especially in an agricultural county that we live in, and we need our pollinators. I really appreciate your consideration.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, thank you, and thank you for your community service as well.
Are there any questions from the board?
Have you had, have you talked to your, how do your neighbors feel about
that? Well, my next door neighbor is the gentleman that wrote the letter. Would you like me to read the letter from him?
Sure.
Okay. Bear with me, there's.
Do we have it?
But we do have it.
Well, I can just take a look at it.
Okay. Yeah, so he does not have a problem with it whatsoever. And for my Airbnb, I did go around with a petition. I did go around with the petition. I live in a development where there is no HOA. It's an older development. Off of Roxana Road near Hawker's Grocery Store, and some of them didn't even know that I had an Airbnb. They were just, because it's so private and so secluded, and I'm very selective. I only rent to one booking at a time. I don't accept automatic bookings because it's my home. This is my backyard, it's my space. My neighbors have been very supportive. I did have one woman in opposition, but it wasn't to my application for the variance for the greenhouse or the proximity to the property line, but rather my access to Lucinda Drive, which I was able to get straightened out.
Can you explain what you mean when you stated the greenhouse was moved to the property and placed there in your absence? Can you give a little more detail about that?
I was working. I'm a school counselor and a teacher, and I'm so glad you guys have these meetings in the evening, because between county council and planning and zoning meetings, you know, I'm having to take off from work. So I, you know, like I said, I didn't know anything about a 5-foot easement to tell the farmer that, you know, moved it. Oh, don't forget, you gotta.
So it was more like you were just not there at the time it was done.
Correct.
It wasn't like a prolonged absence from the property. It was just at that moment.
Correct.
That
okay. Yes.
So this is a variance, not an easement, but I'm just looking at this. Do you have an easement to Lucinda Drive? Is that what you're referencing, the access to that?
I have a back driveway. I have a back driveway.
Back driveway, yeah.
Yes, yep. And, I mean, it's a separate issue, but yes. So, Zone Book 1766, page 79, paragraph 3, that the gentleman from Del Dot directed me to. Driveway, and I have access to Lucinda Drive.
And that's the same corner where the sheds are that we're talking about? So that's where, that's people who are using your Airbnb have access through that driveway.
Bought the property. Mm-hmm. Here, so that we had space for our boys.
And then, so you said the neighbor had an issue with that driveway. Is that, was that because of traffic from the people using the Airbnb? Or?
Yes. So Lucinda Drive, here's Roxanna Road. But, and not just my guests. My family uses it also, right? So even when I don't have guests, if I have family that come and stay, these are used as guest rooms. They have been since 2014. But her gripe was that it's a gravel road and that the traffic caused more potholes. Keep in mind, I also contribute. We have one neighbor who comes around annually, and I contribute to the gravel that he takes it upon himself and is really cool about filling that pothole. Really 282 feet from Roxanna Road to my back driveway. And I did have, like I mentioned, I had a petition with other neighbors that did not have a problem with it, were in favor of someone, you know, trying to use their property for a small business. In a situation where I rely on the Airbnb as a source of income. And everything is contingent upon the variance.
How old is the greenhouse, would you say?
It's 20 years. Okay. Yeah, it's 2006.
Okay, because you state you don't believe it would survive the shock of being moved.
The material that, it's made from, the gentleman who moved the utility shed used, I don't know what it's called, one of those machines, and then he had beams, and he moves houses. This was just a side hustle for him on a Saturday. Real nice fella. But, you know, he looked at it, and he just, he said that, you know, it wouldn't survive it. Okay. In addition to that, you saw the picture of the garden. I just planted trees that I was looking forward to flowering this summer.
Are you able to maintain all of the variances in question from your property? Do you have to go onto your neighbor's property to maintain anything?
No.
From those?
Nope.
Safely?
100%. Not at all. Not at all. And I do it by myself, I might add.
Is there a fence or anything between the properties?
Yes. Fence that is actually the property line, so that's why, and the shed was there when we moved in, like I said, 1999. So the back of my shed is what the neighbor was using as a piece of the fence, if that makes any sense. So now that it's moved, we were talking, and he agreed if I, hopefully I can find some nicely used online, but either way, if I spend the money to replace the fence, that he'll do the work. I mean, I'll help.
How long is the fence?
So it there's some panels here up to the driveway, and then I have some Leland cypress, some evergreens that are really nice. So there was no need to continue that, and then in the back, the same thing, right? We don't want to, we have evergreens here, and we don't want to have to remove any trees simply to build a privacy fence. So the fence literally is. I did want to say, if anybody visits, my property this time of year, it's not pretty. I was embarrassed that someone from planning and zoning came out and was, you know, winterized and everything, you know, is dead and that sort of thing. But if you would, you know, ever get the chance to look up the Bohemian Rhapsody Airbnb in Ocean View, Delaware, you would see some photographs that would knock your socks off, that I'm very proud of.
I just have one more question. You had mentioned 2023 twice.
Yes.
We're 3 years later. What has taken this so long to get to this point?
That's a good question, and I had to explain it to County Council a couple weeks ago, okay? So I don't know if it was someone who doesn't like me, someone who is jealous, a neighbor, I don't know. I don't know if it was during the county tax reassessment time somebody came out. But next thing I know, I get home from work and Constable Ken Short was in my driveway and he introduced himself and he said, so I've been made aware you've got some sheds here. I don't see that you have permits for them. And I never knew, didn't know you have to have a permit to buy an Amish built shed to put in your backyard. Really did not know. But he was very patient and walked me, you know, through all of this. I need to get the variances first. And then I go to the county and then I get, you know, the permits and get it all taken care of. And that just kind of opened up the situation. He did tell me at that time, so he gave me a list of things I needed to do for him. And I got on it right away. And he said, you know, I'm giving you until the end of May to put your conditional use permit application, get it to us. And that was very generous. And I did it within the time frame. At that time, he said, planning and zoning is so backed up with the development and what's going on in the county, you might not even be seen for 12 to 18 months. And as long as you are in the process of getting, you know, becoming compliant and getting the permit, you can still operate.
What was the conditional use permit for?
For the Airbnb, yes, yes. So I had, I've been to planning and zoning, that was January. County Council was.
What's the status of that?
Gratefully, planning and zoning has recommended approval.
You're just waiting for the County Council?
Yes, and yes, and hopefully I'll be on the agenda next week.
They qualify or stipulate that it, you know, was pending granting of this variance. Planning and zoning recommended the conditional use. I guess they weren't.
Everything is contingent upon the variance. To be honest with you, they all kind of. I mean, Jessica, correct me if I'm wrong. I think, yeah. I've learned more about government and bureaucracy since this whole thing started. It's amazing. It's just a few feet, and I would really appreciate it. I did move that one shed. I've got critters and pollinator native plants all around.
Okay, are there...
Very grateful.
And it looks like, so I'm clear, it looks like your greenhouse abuts your neighbor's shed as well.
Well, this is, I don't really understand how this works, because there's a fence here.
Yeah, I follow that.
There's a fence here. So that's the greenhouse.
But that's his shed on the other side.
Yes.
Okay, so you're just got sheds back to back there.
Correct.
Any other questions? If you would please have a seat. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13167? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13167? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13167 for Whitney Price. Property does have some unique physical conditions, shape of the property and wooded area. Here to allow limited space for development. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility the property could be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. Exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property, nor be detrimental to public welfare. And the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13167 has been approved. Any additional business? Nope. Motion to adjourn.